from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, electric vehicle owners in New Jersey are paying a big fee starting this year to help replenish the state's Transportation Trust Fund. Owners are getting a letter in the mail about the $250 fee. Jim Appleton with the New Jersey Coalition of Automotive Retailers says it hurts even more for new EV buyers because 4 years' worth of the fee are added to the upfront costs.
What it is, you know, quite frankly, sticker shock for electric vehicle buyers.
The fee goes up by $10 each year until it hits $290 in 2028. A farmhouse that dated back to the Revolutionary War in Berkeley was torn down over the weekend after it had fallen into what was described as severe disrepair. The Anderson Farm on Sloop Creek Road in Bayville had been named one of New Jersey's most endangered historic sites by the nonprofit group Preservation New Jersey. The home was more than 300 years old, and documents show it had ties to slavery. A local developer who owns the property plans to build 11 single-family homes on the land. Jersey lawmakers are interested in getting school buses equipped with cameras that can record your bad behavior and forward it to the police. You can be issued a $250 fine for passing a school bus that stopped with its lights flashing under a bill from Assemblyman Sterling Stanley.
We've seen so many numerous instances back and forth over the years of accidents happening because of irrational drivers just blowing past the stop sign when the children are getting on the bus.
But State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says this move would not increase safety. It would just result in a massive uptick in fines. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Are we getting more gloomy weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Even though we do have one or two more batches of rain showers coming up, this month is still trending to be one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. In fact, one of the driest calendar months in many years. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures will dip into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy and blah, highs only 65 to 70. And spotty showers look to roll in starting tomorrow afternoon. Best chance of rain here is going to be northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike Corridor, but everybody could get a little bit wet heading into tomorrow evening. Thursday, continuing chance of a shower, surprisingly warm and humid with highs near 80. We'll catch some late day peaks of sun. Friday, partly sunny, highs scale back a little bit to the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Parsippany 66, South Plainfield 67, and Manahawkin is also 67. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.